Pastor Nikki. Hello, everybody.
We love you.
Well, we had another snow today, so we're back inside.
It's cold out.
It's cold. But it's warm in here.
It sure is.
We're glad you joined us today. We're just going to sing and praise and worship the Lord.
Yes.
Let the glory of God fall upon this town.
We love you.
Right
Jesus.
Now.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Let's start with that second verse.
For me it was in the garden. He prayed not my will, but thine. He had no tears for his own grief, but sweat drops of blood for mine.
How marvelous, how wonderful, and my song shall ever be. How marvelous, how wonderful is my Savior. But sweat drops of blood for mine. How marvelous, how wonderful, and my song shall ever be. How marvelous, how wonderful is my Savior's love for me.
Precious Heavenly Father, thank you for the reminder of your precious love for us, that you loved us so much that you sent your only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus, God, come in the flesh to pay the price for our sin. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for forgiveness of our sin. Oh, Father, we know that we fall short of your holiness and the mark every day. But we know, Father, that when we come to you and repent and ask for forgiveness, you freely give it because of Jesus. Thank you that he is our lawyer, our advocate, and he says, Father, I died for her. I died for him. He is forgiven by my shed blood. Thank you, Father, for that joy, that hope that we have of being with you eternally because we have come to Jesus for forgiveness of sin, for eternal life. We thank you, Father, for that. And Father, I pray for all those who are watching today who have trouble in their lives, who are fearful, worried, they have pain, suffering of some kind. They have problems they're trying to solve. might they seek your face and just ask you to help them. We know, Father, that you will not withhold any good thing from us, your children, and we praise you and thank you for that. We thank you for answered prayer. You said, seek and you will find. And Father, we seek you with all of our heart today. Might we come to know you in a deeper, closer way. Might we glorify your name in all that we do, say, or think. Might we tell others the good news that Jesus saves, that they can have eternal life through his shed blood on the cross, his taking our sin in his body on that cross. Thank you, Father, that one day you're going to make a new heaven and a new earth, and we're going to be home eternally. Thank you, Father, that you're going to wipe away all our tears.
Yes,
and thank you for the Comforter that's here right now today, that the Comforter is at work in our hearts and lives, interceding for us, praying for us when we don't even know what to pray, Father. Thank you for the gift of the Holy Ghost. We praise you and thank you for him. We thank you that he leads and guides and directs and keeps us on the straight and narrow. So, Father, we look to you in all things and we honor you. We give you all the praise and glory in Jesus' precious name. And everybody said,
Amen.
Isn't it wonderful to belong to Jesus,
yes,
to be saved?
Amen.
Pastor Buck, I know you have a good message for us today.
Thank you. I was thinking as Pastor Nikki was leading us in prayer, how that the Bible helps us understand so much, how that the Bible says that we need to pray one for another.
Yes.
And how that Pastor Nikki was praying for the sick and the afflicted and for the downtrodden and the brokenhearted, and we could go on. And the Bible says, listen, beloved, whatever you're going through today, God is making it plain. Don't think it's a strange, fiery trial that's come upon you.
No.
Because the Bible says that the same thing is happening to all the brethren throughout the world.
Amen.
And even the lost is going through so much. And they'll go through a whole lot more without Jesus. We have this treasure in this earthen vessel, that the excellency of the power of God is of him and not of us.
Amen.
And so, whatever you are going through with, you know your next door neighbor may be going through the same thing.
That's right.
May be going through the same thing. And so that's why it's important that we pray for each other.
Amen.
You know, you pray for people you don't know. And be assured that if you are in God's will, that he hears your prayer and he knows that person, he or she, by name. Today, God's given me a message that I pray will affect you and me, that we can see the desire of God the Father.
Amen.
That we can see the desire of Jesus Christ, his beloved Son. Now, I want to go back to the Old Testament and go back in the days of Moses in the book of Exodus, the 33rd chapter. And this is what struck me too. Jesus was 33. They say, the theologians and all, he was around 33 years old when he was crucified. And so we go to the 33rd chapter of Exodus. And we can see that the whole Bible fits together. It fits together. Now, Moses was a man that argued with God, but he was God's friend too. He argued with God that he was not capable of leading the people out of Egypt. Well, Moses lost that argument because God had called Moses. And folks, I want to tell you, if God calls you to do something, you can give him every excuse in the world, but it ain't going to work. You might as well give in and do the will of God and walk in God's blessings. And so Moses, in the 33rd chapter, the 17th verse, before I start reading, I want to tell you what's led up to this. Moses said, back in a few verses, Moses said, "Now therefore I pray thee, if I have found grace in thy sight, show me now thy way, that I may know thee, that I may find grace in thy sight, and consider that this nation is thy people." Moses had a desire to hang his eyes on God. Moses had a desire to just see his presence. And you know, before Jesus came and was a perfect sacrifice for sin, no man could lay eyes on God. Jesus made it possible now that we can come right into the Holy of Holies and experience God. And we can also see some of the things that God is doing. And we can feel His presence. May not be all the time. Sometimes I've cried out, "God, where are you in this situation?" But I stand on the promises that He said, "I'll never leave you nor forsake you." And so, God and Moses was talking. And we start in the 17th verse. Moses had wanted to see God. So, the Lord said unto Moses, "I will do this thing also that thou hast spoken, for thou hast found grace in my sight, and I know thee by name." I want you to know, child of God, if you're truly a born-again, Bible-believing, Holy Ghost-filled person, I want you to know that the Lord, He has given us His grace. And He said that, "I know you by name." Oh my, that's encouraging to me. For God to speak that to Moses, don't you think that was encouraging to him?
Yes.
Of course it was. And so Moses answered God. Boy, isn't it great that we can talk to God, Pastor Nikki?
It sure is.
Isn't it great that we can talk to God? Glory to God. He said, "I beseech thee, show me thy glory." Moses said, I just got to be able to hang my eyes on you. I just want to see you, God." Moses, and even all of us, we don't realize how big God is. He said, "Thou canst not see my face, for there shall no man see me and live." You know what? God is an awesome God. And Jesus has made it possible that we can see a little of His grace, mercy, and goodness and presence. But we have not been able to see Him face to face. One day we shall see Him as He is. And the Bible says that we don't know exactly what we're going to look like, be like, but we shall be as our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Is that not comforting?
Amen.
And the Lord said, "Behold, there is a place by me, and thou shalt stand upon a rock. And it shall come to pass, while my glory passeth by, that I will put thee in a cleft of the rock, and will cover thee with my hand while I pass by."
Amen.
And I tell you, when I read that, and I've read it before, but it jumped out at me in a way. What we need to pray for is for God to put us in the cleft of the rock and for Him to come by. Just come by here, Lord. Somebody needs a healing. Somebody needs sanctification. Somebody needs to be lifted up. We need to say, "God, You put Moses in the cleft of the rock and passed by and proved who you were. And God, I just want you to put me in the cleft of the rock and come by and let me feel your presence. Fill me up with the Holy Ghost. Baptize me with Holy Ghost and with fire.
Amen.
Like Moses in the cleft of the rock. And God said, I will take away my hand. He said, I'm going to cover you with my hand while I pass by. You cannot look at me in my face and live, Moses. But I tell you, I love you so much, and you found favor in my sight, and my grace and my mercy is here for you. And I know you by name. He said, I'm going to do this for you. I'm going to cover up where you can't see my face. But he said in the 23rd verse, and I will take away my hand, and thou shalt see my back parts, but my face shall not be seen. Moses, God passed by and covered Moses with his hand. And when he came by, that he was able, he took his hand away to where Moses could see the glory of God, could see the backside of our God. Now, I want to tell you something today that should put a fire in all of us. First of all, we need to find favor in God's sight. And we need to be doing what God has called us to do. Moses tried to get out of going before Pharaoh. And the theologians has thought that maybe Moses stuttered and didn't have a great speech. But you know what? God said, I called you, Moses. Now, I'll just take your brother. And you can tell your brother what to say. Your brother don't stutter. You know, God could have healed Moses right then.
Yes.
But he had a plan for the family, for Moses' brother Aaron to be a part of the glorious exodus of the people of Israel.
Yes.
And you know what? God has a plan for you and me. Yes. And sometimes he brings people together, just like he brought Pastor Nikki in my life. After my late wife died, he brought Pastor Nikki in my life because he knew what he wanted to do with me and my life. And I know I'm not no Moses, you know, but I can say this. I have experienced God in a way that Moses didn't, because I got Jesus, the Son of God, has cleansed and made me whole and has given me of the Spirit of God. And I get to experience God and his presence from time to time. And I know, like the old song says, oh, I want to see him. I want to look upon his face, the one that saved me by his grace.
Amen.
God loves you and me.
Yes.
He loved Moses because Moses was doing what he called him to do. Now, he's going to love you if you don't do what you're supposed to do. And he loves people that's never going to be saved. He knows who's going to go to hell and who's going to go to heaven. But he don't predestinate nobody to go to hell. I want to tell you that. Make myself perfectly clear.
Amen.
That there, everybody has an opportunity to be saved and to go to heaven.
That's right.
But it just really touched my heart that Moses was able to talk to God, the Father, the Son, and Holy Ghost, that here was a man that was walking in obedience to God himself, and God took time out to talk to him.
Amen.
Oh, my goodness. Beloved, we need to have a desire. We need to have a desire to see God. We need to have a desire to feel his presence. We need to have a desire to be filled with everything that we can be filled with in this physical human body.
Amen.
One day this mortal body is going to decay, dust to dust, ashes to ashes. But immortality is going to take place. And the Bible says that God will be in the midst of us in the new heaven and new earth and the new Jerusalem city that is 1,500 miles square, that he's going to have it hovering above the new heaven and earth. What a day that's going to be. You talking about us laying eyes on something? that Moses never seen? Listen, if you're a child of God, you're going to see God and all of His glory. And He's going to be in the midst of us. And He's going to wipe away every tear from our eyes. He's going to make things so good that right now, it's not even worth complaining about.
Amen.
No more pain, no more dying, no more suffering.
That's right.
What a day that will be. And I want to close with this today. I want to close with this today. We can pray just like Moses talked to God. We can talk to God now because Jesus has come. And Jesus has paid the price for our sin. And when He died, I want to tell you, He rose again. When He died, the curtain to the veil to the temple was rent in half, to where we can come right into His presence.
Amen.
Through Jesus Christ, His only Son.
Amen.
God has so much for us.
Amen.
God has so much for us, and we are settling for so little.
Oh, no.
We are settling. I look and I see the potential in people, and I see how that they could really be somebody, and they refuse to obey God. They have argued with God till now they're satisfied that it's not God's will. But listen, the gifts and calling of God is without repentance. If God has called you to do something, you might as well go ahead and do it, or you're going to be miserable for the rest of your life. And when you stand before the judge of all judges, the King of Kings in all of His glory, and you stand before the judgment seat of God, there's going to not be an excuse.
Amen.
There's not going to be an excuse. I say this. I know that in my Christian walk that I've made some bad choices. But I know this. I've made more good ones with God than I did serving the devil.
Amen.
I didn't make any good choices serving the world, serving Satan. But God knows my name, and He knows your name. And if you'll listen, if you'll just listen, like I need to sit down sometimes. You know, Pastor Nikki and I sat out and watched the snow yesterday, and we took a ride in our full-wheel drive pickup, and we went all through the mountain and down to the pond. And I saw this one geese, he or she come flying over, a hollering and a squawking, and landed in the pond, and it was so pretty, and the snow was coming down. And you know, I felt sorry. I felt sorry for that goose. And you know what? Directly, after a while, he flew off, and I heard another goose way down the mountain hollering at him or her. And all of a sudden, here both of them come back and landed in one of our ponds up here on the mountain. And I was so happy that that goose wasn't alone. And you know what? We should have the same desire for these people that are lonely and out in the world and doing their own thing and trying to find something that is already there. Jesus is right there. He's waiting for them. He's knocking. And He's wanting them to open up the door to their heart. And if you're not saved today, let me say this to you. He knows you by name.
Yes.
And He wants you and me to know Him. Now, we're not going to get to see Him in all of His glory because our mortal bodies just can't take it. But He can give us evidence. You know, it's just like when the wind blows. We can't see the wind, but we can see the leaves and the trees and everything. We can see the evidence. That way we know the wind is blowing. I want to tell you, God wants you to know that He's with you. He's for you. And whoever is against you, He is going to take care of that situation also. Would you come to Jesus today?
Amen.
Would you come to Him? Would you be like Moses? Would you have that desire to see God? That desire to say, Lord, Listen, I challenge you to do this. Once you are saved and born again, seek all of God that He will let us have in this mortal body. Amen. Seek and say, God, I want to know You more.
Yes.
I want to experience You more. I want to see Your glorious hand at work in my life. I want to be able to look and see that You are leading, guiding, and directing me in a way that will glorify my Father in heaven.
Yes.
Fill me, fill me, fill me. Baptize me with the Holy Ghost and fire.
Amen.
Give me a love and a desire for You, God, that
Amen.
Moses
Amen.
Had.
Yes.
So that I can communicate with You. That there'll be nothing between us. Would you come today if you're not saved? Oh, how He wants to show you and for you to experience His love and companionship.
Amen.
Oh, what a mighty God. What a tender God. But there's also judgment coming. And I want to tell you something. Judgment's coming. And as I preached the other day, Jesus said there would be sheep, there would be goats. Sheep are the lost ones, the ones that are in the family, the sheep. The goats are the one that will be separated. Don't be a goat. Let's all be God's sheep. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Would you come today? While we close out with this song, it's called Near the Cross. And that's where we need to go, and that's where we need to stay.
Amen.
We need to stay at the foot of the cross. We need to take up our cross daily and follow Him. You'll be glad you did.
Amen.
You'll be glad you did. Will you be trouble-free? Nope, nope, nope. You won't be trouble-free, but you'll be glad that you got Jesus. He's our Lord and Savior, the Son of God. He's also our big brother.
Amen.
Now, you know what? A big brother will take care of the younger ones.
That's right.
And He'll take care of you and me.
Yes, He will.
Let Jesus be your all in all.
Amen.
All right, let's sing this song. What do you say?
Jesus, keep me near the cross. There a precious fountain.
Till my ransomed soul shall find.
Bye for now.